So we see the legislature tack on from really the very start of this tax a provision that says, look, if you furnish labor or materials to a project for certain types of construction activities, then you too can have a cost of goods sold subtraction. And the courts and the comptroller have agreed that the qualifying construction activities extend to both above ground, build a building, and below ground, oil and gas, the drilling of a well. Then, as the litigation increased over the cost of goods sold subtraction, we see the legislature responding to the calls of lobbyists to add on a multitude of industry-specific grants for the cost of goods sold subtraction. So there's one for movie theaters. There's one for pipeline companies, because that's traditionally viewed as a service. So scan the list if you're looking for that cost of goods sold subtraction, and you just may find one specific to your industry. But for the most part, the first two provisions on this slide are what taxpayers are looking to in order to claim the cost of goods sold subtraction. I'm saying subtraction, not deduction, because the statute says subtraction. And there are rules of construction that the comptroller likes to use to argue that a subtraction is tantamount to a deduction, which is tantamount to an exemption, which then puts taxpayers in the place of needing clear and convincing evidence and an additional hurdle. So I don't say subtraction because that's not what the statute says, and I don't want any taxpayers having to bring clear and convincing evidence. So, cost of goods sold. What's the lay of the land? In the early days of this tax, the comptroller took a hard position that, look, if we think you have any whiff of a service element in the product that you sell or the service you provide, then you're not getting a cost of goods sold subtraction. And so originally the fight was, who can claim the cost of goods sold subtraction? If you have a good plus a labor component, do you get it for the fact that you're still selling a good? If you are an oilfield service provider and you're furnishing labor and materials in connection with the drilling of an oil well, may you claim the cost of goods sold subtraction? And so at the beginning, the comptroller said no. Outright audit, put a big fat zero for cost of goods sold subtraction, and then taxpayers would have an audit assessment, which they would litigate. The court said, wait a minute, we think the comptroller is being too narrow. We think that the cost of goods sold subtraction is available for people who may be service providers in the traditional sense, but if they can still fit within furnishing labor or materials, then they should get a cost of goods sold subtraction. And so very quickly, we saw a series of taxpayer wins where service providers were getting a cost of goods sold subtraction. So then the game shifts to, okay, I am not going to fight with you as a comptroller. I'm not going to fight with you anymore about whether you can claim the cost of goods sold subtraction. Instead, I'm going to fight about what cost you get to put into the bucket. And suddenly that bucket gets very, very light, to where the taxpayer is saying, what is the utility of this subtraction anymore? Because you are either truncating my production process and denying me costs, or otherwise making it such that if I use your cost of goods sold subtraction, I'm nowhere near margin. I'm nowhere near gross profits. So this is where all of the key litigation is pending right now. What are my costs? One of the cases I want to talk to you about is Hagar versus Gulf Copper and Manufacturing Corporation, because it is, full disclosure, this is my case, but it's one of the cases that has the broadest set of franchise tax issues. It deals with the revenue exclusion that we'll leave for another day, and two different provisions of the cost of goods sold subtraction. And it is actually pending before the Texas Supreme Court. The taxpayer had won at each level. The comptroller petitioned for review, and after I submitted my slides, we realized that the Texas Supreme Court is now taking this case, and it will be set for oral argument on October 9th. And in fact, they've taken two other franchise tax cost of goods sold cases and also set them for oral argument on October 9th. So clarity on the cost of goods sold subtraction is hopefully within our near future. But here's what was happening. Gulf Copper is a shipyard. They have a location in Galveston and Port Arthur. If you've ever eaten at Fisherman's Wharf and looked out across the water and saw rigs, that's Gulf Copper. What they do is, when a drilling rig, you know, they're technically a vessel, they have to adhere to certain maintenance programs. A huge concern is making sure that the steel is trustworthy. It will not fail. When you're sitting in corrosive salt water, it tends to eat away at the steel. So Gulf Copper does a lot of repair and upgrade to maintain the structural integrity of these rigs, but also To the extent you're drilling in Brazil instead of the Gulf of Mexico, your living quarters can only house 4 guys instead of 6. So they do a lot of structural modification to these rigs.